You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Amid hikes in rent prices across the country, the Green Party has launched an open letter calling for a rent freeze and stronger rent controls. This is the latest in a series of calls from the Green Party to revitalise the renting system in Aotearoa, previously including a run and fit of Fitness for Homes and a registrar for landlords. To learn more, I spoke to Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson about what the open letter contains and why the issue is so important. I first asked her what rental controls New Zealand currently has in place.
We have none. So at the moment we have limited, and we welcome this change, we have limited rent increases to once per year, once per 12 months. But what that means is that landlords take the opportunity in that one increase to hike them up as much as they possibly can get away with at the moment. And they can get away with it because the market is cooked. And so, you know, the Greens have been clear for a long time that housing should be a human right, should be in fact a public, a core public good, and should first and foremost be a home for people to live in and not just a way to build wealth for people who are already largely wealthy. So at the moment, though, the market is cooked and, you know, its rents are unaffordable. People aren't able to put down roots. People are going into debt just to buy food and pay the rent and whatever else jumps up. Well, I know this is a deal. I know this is a big issue for students as well. There is a lack of supply of affordable rentals, of healthy affordable rentals. So alongside rent controls, we absolutely need to boost up, scale up affordable rentals. But that's why we need a rent freeze right now, until we get our supply up and until we can put in place controls that will actually limit not just when you can make a rental increase, but when, but how much you can make increase your rent by as well.
Could you please go a little bit more in depth on the rental controls that the Greens are currently pushing for?
So a rent freeze we would like to see happen as soon as possible. We know the structure, the framework for that is already in place, because if people remember, right at the start of the lockdown back in 2020, we actually froze rents then for, I think it was for all of level four and possibly level three. You know, so that's there. We can easily put into place the legislative controls to call for a rent freeze, make it illegal for any landlords to increase the rent. And we would like to see that stay in place for however long it takes to bring our affordable rental supply, affordable housing supply, our public housing and transitional housing supply massively increase. And we would also like to see that rent freeze stay in place while we work through the legislation to limit rent increases. Now again, we've already got the structure in place in government to do that, because we currently make it unlawful to increase the rents more than once every 12 months. So that framework is already there. We would simply add on to the law that it would be unlawful to increase rents for more than inflation or more than wage growth, whichever is the lower of the two. So in that way, you know, if your, let's say if your wage goes up, you might be holding, you might be getting an extra $30, $40 per week. If we limit rent increase, then you'll be able to hold on to the majority of your wage increase, because our formula would be that the rent increase would not be more than your wage increase less 1%. So, you know, that way we are keeping the rent increases below any extra income that you might get, so it doesn't just gobble it all up and make it not worth your while. Oh, and sorry, just finally, preventing rent increases between tenancies, you know, that's a massive loophole. And that's something that can quite easily be done as well. We see that as less of a rent control and more just fixing up an unjust rent loophole. So, you know, again, legislation could be put in place urgently to prevent, to make it unlawful for landlords to hike the rent between tenancies unless super major significant improvements have been done. But that would have to be major. That would be like You've refurbished an entire kitchen. You've added on a bathroom, you know, not just, oh, we cleaned the carpets or, you know, normal maintenance. So those are the three main bits of reforms that we are calling for.
What sort of effects would a fall in rental and house prices have on renters and first home buyers?
A bloody good one, you know, because for far too many people, you know, people should be able to live dignified, stable, secure lives in Aotearoa, whether you rent or own, you know. And so at the moment, we know people are struggling, people are having to work more than one job, people are going into debt just to be able to get the ordinary survival basic necessities. So we need rents to be more affordable, and the impact is that people would be able to live more affordable and dignified lives, be able to put down roots and not have to move everywhere. At the moment, people are being priced out of their own communities that they've had family connections for like five generations, and all of a sudden they can't afford to live in Ōtira or Manurewa. Like, this is horrific. So being able to put down roots, have a little bit more security and being able to plan for your lives, having a little bit more, certainty about what sorts of increases you're going to face in your future, you know, those things are pretty ordinary. Actually, we're not asking for a lot here for people's lives, just some pretty standard basic values of valuing people, whether you rent or own a home, and valuing housing as a core human right. We also know, and students know this very well, that it is rental properties that are more likely to be in crappy condition. And so alongside our rent controls, we've always called for a comprehensive warrant of fitness, which removes the burden of tenants to have to worry about what condition their home is going to be. So, you know, we've put up a whole range of solutions all across the spectrum of housing, including massively upscaling supply, and not just all supply, but supply for community, public, affordable, iwi, papakainga housing. You know, so, and, you know, actually building to rent from a public provision. So, you know, rent controls right now is one of the urgent tools that we can and should use.
Is there anything that renters can do right now to help alleviate the cost of their homes?
Just to reiterate, the letter that we've written to the Prime Minister, James and I, as co-leaders, urging the Prime Minister to make these changes. It's an open letter, and we are urging people to help to sign that letter. It's online. And if you just Google Green Party open letter rent controls, I'm sure it'll come up. But also that will help build the support, the momentum, you know, and call other politicians to account all across the spectrum, you know. Demand that renters have a dignified life right now. Demand that an immediate rent freeze. Talk to everyone, your family, your friends, all politicians, and get a momentum building up so that, you know, we make it impossible for politicians to ignore this. And, you know, that's what people can join in collective movement. So, you know, that's one thing. And at the same time, the Greens have also continuously campaigned for an increase to income support to those lowest incomes. But there's no point in putting our incomes up if your rent's just going to swallow it all up. So, you know, this is again why we need the rent freeze, because we want to see student allowances increase, absolutely. But we don't want that to go straight to your landlords. So all of these issues are issues that the Greens are really proud to keep championing, but we know it's important for the people to get behind and support these solutions.
That was Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson on the party's open letter for a rent freeze and rent controls.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.